National Christopher Walken Day. Every March 31st, we celebrate this great day of a great American born in Queens, New York.
Something else, that guy, isn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. He joins us now on the Rumble Revolution Hotline. Mr. Walken, happy birthday to you.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I appreciate you calling me on my birthday. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I called you on my birthday. Crazy. What's going on down there?
Well, we're at Antique Brick Outdoor. We got beautiful stuff here. You know, I don't know if you need anything for the patio or maybe the outdoor kitchen. Maybe you want to put a pizza oven in the Walken family home, but they got a little something for everybody here, even the Walken family.
You got any cabinets?
Not so much cabinets.
It's not a real big cabinet place. This is not.
They've got couches, chairs, outdoor grills, bars, smokers. I don't know if you do a lot of smoking on the West Coast. But
pizza ovens.
Pizza oven.
You love pizza, don't you, Mr. Walken?
Just like back in the New York days when you were growing up.
A lot of smoking dope.
I heard some stories about the set of Deer Hunter, that some of that was going on when you guys were filming. Is that true?
Yeah. Those Thai guys, man. It's some crazy stuff.
I know you're a big basketball fan. What do you think of the NCAA tournament? We got two mid-majors. Definitely one's going to make it.
Yeah, thanks for the call at the beginning of the brackets. Pat, you're wonderful, by the way. You are the most prepared, fantastic host I've ever met. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love your texts. Once every 18 months. They're awesome.
I lost my phone.
Yeah, sure. You did.
He found it on your birthday.
You lose it in Turkey as well.
Yeah, that's...
It was serendipitous because he found it on your birthday. It's perfect.
Yeah, figures. 68, guys.
Yeah.
My pants don't fit as well as they used to. Wearing more linen now. Linen pajamas. You guys got any linen pajamas there in Arkansas? Got any? Hello? There. Me.
I don't
me
know about
who?
The linen pajamas, I don't know. You'd wake up all wrinkled. I don't know if I could get with that.
I love linen.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't know about for pajamas.
Yeah, but they're permanently wrinkled.
Yeah.
So don't matter.
Ah, good point. Good point. I see where you're going with that.
I see where you're going.
You can't wrinkle something that's already wrinkled.
So 68, obviously you're at an age now, Mr. Walken, where you've got an opportunity now to kind of get a little perspective. I mean,
You know what? Actually, the NCAA, in honor of him this year, that's why they allowed 68 teams in the NCAA tournament.
You know what?
Did you know that?
I didn't. Yeah. I just.
It's in honor of Walken.
That's amazing. I appreciate Jim Nantz doing this for me. Greg Gumbel, team, Greg Anthony, all those guys. Seth Davis's hair looks like poop, though. Gotta get that GLH stuff. I use it. Which is good.
You go way back with Jim Nantz, right? Didn't he was on the set of the Deer Hunter when you guys were filming over there, wasn't he? Wasn't he like a grip or a key grip or whatever those guys are?
Nah, the only thing he was gripping back in 76 was his putt.
That's going back in the day right there.
You're killing me.
That's so, 7th grade pile in junior high right there.
No doubt. I haven't heard that word.
See you. See you. What's going on there with that Rodriguez kid? Reminds me of Pat Bradley.
He does?
Back in the day.
That kid's got a lot better mustache than Pat had, though.
Yeah, he's got to have a stash, that kid.
Yeah. Well, Pat still doesn't have underarm hair. I don't know if you're aware of this. I remember back in the day, calls used to get trying to boost the testosterone level naturally. Remember the Yohimbi room, Pat?
Oh, I remember.
Tough.
We had some good days back then.
Yeah.
But I like to keep it fresh and clean when I shoot that J. You know, I don't want a forest popping out when I right on the court there when I try to take a free throw.
Yeah.
Keep it clean for the cheerleaders.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, to clean up shop after the game.
Mr. Wall, can you do anything to celebrate 68, or is it just another day for you?
I go to the golf course and shoot snowmen all day.
It's a good way to celebrate. Day
by 38. Nah, I just chill out in my linen. Enjoy.
Are you ensconced in linen?
Huh?
Are you ensconced in linen all day? I mean, is it not just a pajama thing? You're in linen 24/7?
I'm wrapped in duct tape and linen.
He's a sick guy.
Paper mache every once in a while from a balsa wood.
I got some of that out here. Antique Brick Outdoor. Get some.
Mr. Walker, what is your website? Before we had to
Which
hit this
one?
Well, talking with Juan. What is it, your website that you have?
I don't know.
You know, obviously we met through our good buddy Chris Shula. So before we hit the break, I want to make sure that you hit up that website.
Sure. Yeah, you want Chris's website, Kuchet, trains people how to be better actors. Good acting guy. He's got a thing where he goes around the country teaching people how a better actor in the business.
Hold that thought, Mr. Walken. Mr. Walken, I apologize. The heartbreak came up on us.
Yeah, heartbreak for you. Heartbreak for my cell phone.
Send the bill to one Pat Bradley.
Yes, I'll take care of it. It's your birthday.
Yeah, sure. When I see him in 2013, I will get the quarters from him.
The quarters.
2 pence.
In francs. That's usually nice. My grandfather used to pay me in quarters.
Mr. Walker, one last question before we let you make sure we get a plug in for our good buddy Chris. But best actor you've ever worked with. I hate these kinds of questions, but best actor you've ever worked with. You've worked with Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and a lot of other guys whose names end in vowels. Matthew Broderick.
E-O.
O. Lots of guys. Yeah. Lots of great actors. So who's number one?
Sherman Townsley.
what was the film?
A play together years ago called Young and Younger. Not funny. It was not good. But he saved the day by giving out bubble gum. The audience. It's mainly 5-year-olds. Everything worked out great.
Was Wheezy in that?
Who? Wheezy.
His wife from the Jeffersons. You remember?
I don't remember smoking dope.
Must have been good stuff.
Sherman.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, what's that info again you said for Chris? And tell Chris I said hello, but what's the info if anyone wants to look that up?
Chris Shula, he teaches lectures on the business of acting in L.A. and New York. It's www.actors2la.com. That's actors2la.com. Wow.
Beautiful. Easy enough.
Mr. Walken?
I think he's got a website, too, for him. If you want to listen to his stupidness on the radio, just his name.com. Can you spell the name for him, Pat? I don't know how to spell the kid's name.
It's C-H-R-I-S, Chris Shula, C-I-U-L-L-A. Chris Shula. Good man.
.com.
.com, that's right, sorry. .com.
Not on a dot business. He paid the extra $10 a year to get the com now. They're expensive.
They rake you over the coals.
They really do.
This media net whatever you guys are talking about. It's gross.
Hey, when are we going to catch on Saturday Night Live again?
Once a year. I think I'm slated to get in there September. But I told
them. September, that'd be great.
Don't make it so complicated for me. Make the cue cards bigger. So I can read more. I love to read. I love rubbing my chest. I love living.
You do love living.
You mentioned that. All right, Mr. Walker, we're going to have to go.
But
thank you so much for calling in on your birthday. We appreciate you. You have a wonderful day.
Happy birthday. God bless snowmen.